Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 16th of April. It is morning, Kevin Kelly. It's 11:57. Right, hope you're all well. Had a little bit of return to normality yesterday. We had Suggsy's Big Bash. Suggsy had booked a pub. He chose Highbury. I'm actually starting to wonder about the boy. He's got his bedroom walls painted claret. Suggsy, book a pub for the 15th. He books one in Arsenal territory. I'm not sure he is a Spurs boy. I think he's been sent just to test me. But yes, very nice. Six of us. Well, myself and five FTS guys. Nice pub, actually. The first one in particular. He booked two pubs because we had 2 hour slots. The first one was really nice. Nice beer garden. Obviously, umbrellas over here. Once you get used to it, you have to download apps to make all your ordering and things. But, yeah, good. Yeah, it was sort of George Clooney and Five Idiots. It was, but good fun it was. I enjoyed it. It was nice just to get out and actually interact with human beings. Obviously, Suggsy was there. Kevin Kelly, I just, words fail me. Kevin Kelly, he just shows what a little flash at the top four does to people. He pulls out a written out by hand, piece of paper with the top eight teams, all the remaining fixtures, wants us to sit there and fill them all in what we think the scores will be and work out the top four. I mean, I think he goes back to school on Monday when the Easter holidays end, and he's got a silly little West Ham pen with the, you know, one of the, like the kids' pens. It's got the colours at the top. You can press it down for green and press it down for red. So I basically scribbled out all the, because he put Tottenham in there. I mean, Tottenham aren't going to get top four nonsense. Scribbled them out. Scribbled West Ham out. It's going to be Man City, Man United, Chelsea, and one of Liverpool and Leicester. I've got a sneaky feeling it might be Liverpool. So I crossed all the rest out, told him West Ham when to get it, and snapped his pen. There you go. His pen's in two bits in a bush. Flipping nonsense. But no, it was good. It was nice. Really enjoyed it, lads. Thank you. Had a good old chat. Thank Andy Marnell. Came all the way from Warrington. All the way down from Warrington to Highbury. Old Gary Smith, he was there. Went off on his little... he got off at the station before so he could do a bit of sightseeing, taking pictures of the Emirates Stadium and that. What is the matter with people? Honestly. And then I get home and they've gone through in the cup and they hope they might go out of that. They're probably going to win a trophy, them gooners, aren't they? While Spurs are having the piss taken out of them by their new paint sponsors, Dulux, for having dust in the trophy cabinet. We're dustier than a fucking 80-year-old cabinet that turns up on Antiques Roadshow, isn't it? Dulux taking the mickey out of us. We're going to have... they're going to win another trophy. You just can see it written in the stars. Oh, and we had old Scott Blaber, one half of the Kardashians. Always good fun, Scotty, see? We would like to have had both Kardashians, but Kerry had to take the old... look after the saucepans, had to take them to some farm or something. So we did check in on her, text her, check she was all right. But yeah, no, good fun, lads. Thank you. Well done, Suggsy. Nice. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Very entertaining. Just forgot what idiots you all were. Right. Football, we're not doing the sheets, because obviously building them in the morning. Often, like last week, the West Ham odds stood out to me, and today I was doing it, and when I was putting the form stuff in, I realised, I thought Everton were red. Didn't actually know we were playing tonight, Everton-Spurs. I thought it was a Saturday-Sunday game, but I just, as I was doing it, I thought, oh, Everton are red. I thought they were doing a bit better than that. But my first thought wasn't Everton are red, Spurs will win. I instantly thought, oh, Dr. Spurs will cure that. They'll be up to amber in no time. So it is Everton-Spurs tonight. We're going to go on and do the old Premier League preview. I was genuinely, I didn't realise that Everton had only won one of the last six at home. I thought they were a bit better than that. Sitting around in the... where is it? It's an 8 o'clock kickoff tonight. 1 point separates them. Everton with a game in hand. Spurs absolutely desperate against United. I'll get on to United later, but Spurs were just atrocious, weren't they? They are atrocious. I know I keep saying it, but they are. But Everton as a top, I mean, they're both top half sides. They've got to class them as that, can't class them as top six or whatever. Top half sides. Everton have played 30 home games as a top half side against other top half sides in the last 4 years. Pretty even across the board. They've won 10, drawn 8 and lost 12. Spurs have played 46 away and have only won 13. I think Everton are huge here. Or I think you got to lay Spurs. I cannot see for the life of me. I do all the sheets and then I look at the Betfair prices so that I'm not influenced in any way. I could never be pricing this game up with Tottenham at 2.22. I said I was staggered about the West Ham price last week, which, you know, that was before I even knew the COVID situation with Leicester and them having that party or whatever they did. And this one here, how on earth could anybody in their right mind part with money to back Tottenham this evening at 2.22 away from home? They're absolutely desperate. They've won two such games in the last. They beat Villa away, where to be fair, Villa were all over Tottenham in the first 20 minutes, and it was an absolute smash and grab goal that Tottenham got. And prior to that, lost to Arsenal, lost at West Ham, lost at City, lost at Liverpool, drew at Chelsea, lost at Sheffield United last season when they were in the top half, drew at Burnley, lost at Chelsea, beat Wolves with a late Vertonghen about the 94th minute header. They've won two of the last 20, I think it is, in this situation. You know, you're going back to the 18-19 season, 17-18, before there was any significant run of wins. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, they've won two of the last 18 as a top-half side against other top-half sides away. Villa, as I say, and the Wolves, the late header by Vertonghen, back end of the 19-20 season. I mean, they're garbage. Tottenham are garbage. How could anybody genuinely, when people tell you Betfair's right, how the hell could you back Tottenham at 2.22 tonight? So you've got to either lay Tottenham or back Everton. I think Everton a big price. Lay Tottenham and get the draw on your side. I just can't see. I can't. I'm bamboozled again. I'm just absolutely can't make head and tail of it. The goals market. Pretty even, not it's pretty right. It's just under odds on, and these two, it's pretty similar split. Slightly more percentage of Tottenham's games away in this situation go over 2.5, but Everton's a slight go under, slight majority go under. So yeah, the goals market's price is probably about right. Nothing to leap out about. But get your weekend off to a good start by laying the old spuds at 2.22, 2.24. Because I am absolutely baffled by it. I don't know what people are watching. I just think this, again, is a reputation thing. We're garbage. Genuine garbage. Awful football team to watch. And the record speaks it. 1-2 out of 18 in this scenario. Rubbish, just can't be having it. Right, and then Newcastle, West Ham, they are getting chirpy, the old man pulling out a West Ham pin, trying to catch me out. He thought I hadn't noticed it. He hasn't noticed the pin, his little face when I just snapped it in half. Some say I mean, but it was justified. Pulling out your school homework for me, fill this in just so he could make West Ham top four. Do me a favour. Right, West Ham have In this current bout of sudden good form, and they had a spell in the top six in 2015-16, they flirted with it for a while. They got five games where they've been in the top six of recent history, where they've been playing a bottom six team away, and they've won one. 0-0 with Fulham this season, away from home. Newcastle seem to be showing a little resurgence in form. But yeah, it's just not a game, not a game for me. I haven't got a massive view on it. I think the prices are probably about right. Newcastle are going to be tough to beat. Obviously Lingard's having a full revival in a West Ham shirt, but you know, West Ham, it's an absolute must win for West Ham if they want to get top four. But at the prices, I couldn't find a bet in that game. There's too little form to go on with West Ham in this current vein. Last week's I thought stood out, particularly at home against Seaside. Just thought it was a mad price. This is probably about right. Wolves, Sheffield United. Again, not a massive amount of form with Sheffield United being so bad this season. Obviously, they're only their second season. They're going to get relegated. Not Wolves 1.73. It's about right. I think, you know, the Wolves, again, haven't been in the league a massive amount of time. Middle of the table versus bottom six. They've played 9 games. 1-4, drawn 3, lost 2. Sheffield United have been desperate, haven't they, this year? Absolutely desperate. It's just not one again that I could get involved in. Interesting here, you've got Wolves here at 1.73. And then in the next game, you've got... this is just making my weekend, ruining it. Spurs ruin it. At least put us on Sunday. It doesn't ruin the whole weekend, ruins it on a Friday. But then I've got to come out with this. You've got Wolves at 1.73. Home to Sheffield United. And then you've got Arsenal at 1.79, home to Fulham. Arsenal, if you even take them as a middle team now, as I keep saying, they've played 10 games at home against bottom six sides, even as a middle team. They've won 9 of them. They've lost 1. Fulham away to middle sides, have played 17, lost 11 of them. I just can't see it. This is a fill your boots job for me. I know they've been playing Europa League, but they 4-0 brushed them aside. It's an absolute fill your job lot boots here for me. I can't fathom Wolves 1.73, Arsenal 1.79. I'm struggling to compute it in my head. So I've got to go and say, as much as it hurts me, listen to what I'm having to come out with. Last week, fill your boots, West Ham. This week, fill your boots, Arsenal. It's like a torment every Friday now. We're complete and utter garbage, and I'm having to torment myself with bets on these two flipping teams. That's it. Fill your boots on Lagunas. Depressing. United. It's times in life you've got to admit, or start to admit, you're wrong. And we discussed this a little bit yesterday. I might have Solskjaer wrong. I might have to hold my hands up. I'm still got to say, is he the man to get them challenging Pep and City? I don't know. But I thought, and bear in mind, I know Spurs are bad, I thought the football that United played last week's second half was superb. The quick passing, I just was watching it thinking, I would love to see my team play like that. I thought they were absolutely superb. United, well worthy of the win. You know, could have had 3, 4, 5. You can go on about the Son rolling around the floor and all that. But I might. You know, they're in semi-finals of the Europa League. They're second in the league to a fantastic City side. They haven't been beat away in 20-odd games. They made Tottenham look absolutely pedestrian last week. I might have to hold my hands up and say I was wrong. It certainly is looking better for United going forward. This weekend, 1.38, they'll beat Burnley. It's not for me a bet at the price. As a top six side, the last 30 games, they've won 17 of them. Burnley are tough to beat. I do fully expect United to win, but I personally wouldn't want to have a bet at 1.38. But that's just me preference, the sort of odds I like to bet at. But, you know, you've got to hold your hands up. I think I tried to give Suggsy the opportunity to retract it yesterday and say, because, I mean, at one stage, laughable, he's claiming United and Spurs are similar, that they are streets ahead of us, streets ahead, and last week showed it. I thought the football they played, it was just the speed of passing. I thought they were excellent. Really did think they were good last week, but bear in mind who they're playing. But, yeah, might have to admit it wrong, but not a bet for me at 1.38. And then we got Leeds versus Liverpool, the old Leeds fans. Oh, my God. I got texts from Dory, got Tom Hill in the, and his flipping little entourage in the group. A little breakaway goal against City. I mean, I didn't watch all of it, but I saw that last 15 minutes. It was like there was a net round the Leeds penalty box, wasn't it? It was like there was a net and nobody could get out 20 yards. Somebody punctured the net. Little escape, runaway goal. And fair play, 10 men working hard, get it fully, but let's not get excited. I have to, again, I mean, this is just another one that upsets me, but Liverpool win this game. Liverpool at one point, I think Liverpool are going to get top four, particularly now they haven't got Champions League to get away with. As a top six side in the last 5 years, they've played 36 games against middle teams. They've won 23 of them, only lost four. You can't have really any stats for Leeds. Leeds have played one as a mid-table team in this season and drawn it. Drew 0-0 with Chelsea. Liverpool's form, you know, I think the international break came just at the right time for Liverpool. They were struggling. I know they've gone out the Champions League, but by all accounts they played well, just didn't finish. I couldn't back them because I think the price is about right. I do think it's pretty much spot on this one. So I don't think there's any value in the price, but I fully expect Liverpool to win this game at 1.7. I do fully expect that to be the way it goes. And that's it. We've got a reduced schedule because of, obviously, the other teams are in FA Cup semi-finals, City, United, Leicester. I don't know, would I like to see Leicester get to a cup final? Maybe. I'll be back tomorrow with all the bits and bobs of... I'll do some Poisson, do some of the European football, have a run through. But that's it, obviously. You know, we've got 8-9 games to go. Belgium finishes this week as an ultimate. So that's the last game. It's on Sunday. I think they're all playing at the same time, and that's that league done, as far as we'll be concerned. Yeah, have a good weekend. Good luck with your bets. I've got a few things to revisit, which I will do on Monday. We did that question on Twitter, the million or billion. In the two ahead, I know a couple of people asked questions which I haven't covered yet. I'll go through that sometime over the weekend and I'll include that in Monday's Monday Mindset. But I'll be back tomorrow just to quick preview of goals and things in the European leagues and other leagues, weekend football, and then I'll be back Monday, Mindset Monday. Have a cracking weekend. Mine's going to be thoroughly depressing when Spurs get beat tonight. Got to sit on it for 2 days. But hopefully we get a few bets. That was the other thing. I'm getting a lot of questions about sort of end of season, start of next. My view is the same. I said caution, you know, particularly now, caution to the end of the season. I don't think we're going to see a massive uptick in anything, in goals or anything. As you know, I updated the sheets. I'll update everything else at the end of the month. As for next season, any advice and things, you can email in, but I will look at all my stuff in the break, sort of through the early June, and I will share anything that I think is worthwhile for you guys in setting yourself up for next season. I'm still very wary of this situation, you know, what we're going to actually see life looking like come the winter again. I'm not by any means convinced that we are out of the woods with all this, just from bits I'm reading, but that's just my own personal opinion. It's nothing there, but I'm not convinced that we are going to be back to any form of normal by the time the winter comes and there's more of these variants and just the way things look like they're going. So I'll have a good look at the figures in the summer, and I will, of course, make people aware and help people out then. But it's pointless me trying to say I'll do this now and do that in the in August, because we genuinely don't know what August is going to look like yet. But we'll have a game plan in place through the summer. Right, enjoy your weekend. I am finally off. Kev, get yourself down WH Smithson and buy yourself a new pen. I'm not apologising. Perfectly justified to snap the pen.